This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for our justice system as the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing the case on affirmative action. It is a case involving the University of North Carolina and Harvard University, both of which have argued that they need affirmative action. They need, at least to some extent, race-based admissions in order to get the kind of diverse student body that would benefit all students. However, the news from the oral arguments, the Washington Post is reporting the Supreme Court seems open to ending affirmative action in college admissions. Conservative Supreme Court justices on Monday seemed open to ending decades of precedent allowing race-conscious admission decisions at colleges and universities, repeatedly expressing doubt that the institutions would ever concede an end point in their use of race to build diverse student bodies. What that is a reference to is one of the previous decisions involving the University of Michigan had been the Grutter case, where an opinion had been written by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who said that this was a historic institution, the idea of affirmative action, to overcome the history of discrimination that had been so much a part of American life. And she said that she could not imagine that that kind of compensatory favoritism would have been necessary with over 25 years. And that case was actually 18 years ago. So they are now saying, conservative Supreme Court justices are saying today, they seemed open to ending decades of precedent allowing race-conscious admission decisions at colleges and universities, repeatedly expressing doubt that institutions would ever concede an end point in their use of race to build diverse student bodies. After nearly 5 hours of oral argument, the programs at Harvard College and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill seemed endangered. The question is now how broad this decision is going to be and what it would mean for other institutions of higher education. Now, the Supreme Court is not supposed to make its decisions based on polls. They're not. They're supposed to be based on the law. But there's a stunning new poll by the Pew Research Organization that shows that overwhelmingly the American people do not favor affirmative action. They don't favor race-based admissions at all. We will get to that and the stunning level of basically at which people say they reject race-based admissions. The 74% say that race should not be considered when someone is applying for college. And by the way, 82% think gender should not be considered when applying to college. But the only reason that that's relevant now is because women are so overwhelmingly overrepresented in college. There are serious conversations at various colleges and university about giving men a break and allowing men to get in with lower test scores and lower academic standing. Well, that's also disapproved of overwhelmingly by the American people. The only factor in which there are a lot of people who believe it should be a major factor or even a minor factor is community service. 19% think that should be a major factor. 48% think it should be a minor factor. Only 33% think it should not be considered. Comparing that to race or ethnicity, 7% think it should be a major factor. That's all. And by the way, it has been shrinking. The support for treating race as a major factor for college admission has been going down dramatically. There's 19% who think it should be a minor factor. 74% think it shouldn't be considered at all. And the whole idea, the whole justification, as the lawyers for the University of North Carolina and Harvard put forward, was that we believe it is an advantage for the college that the college can legally pursue to a function with a diverse student body, to which Justice Thomas asked a wonderful and very appropriate and basically unanswerable question. This is clip 44. Listen.
I've heard the word diversity quite a few times, and I don't have a clue what it means. It seems to mean everything for everyone. And I'd like you first, you did give some examples in your opening remarks, but I'd like you to give us a specific definition of diversity in the context of the University of North Carolina. And I'd also like you to give us a clear idea of exactly what the educational benefits of diversity at the University of North Carolina would be.
Yes, Your Honor. So first, we define diversity the way this court has in its court's precedents, which means a broadly diverse set of criteria that extends to all different backgrounds and perspectives and not solely limited to race. And there's a factual finding in this record, PEDAP 113, that there are many different diversity factors that are considered as a greater factor in our admissions process than race.
Okay, so what they're talking about, and here, by the way, I think that they, again, we talk about a poll. The American people would largely agree with that. Do I think that it is helpful for a university or college to have people from diverse backgrounds in terms of your wealth or your family's educational background? I do. I think that we are a complicated country. Not everybody has graduated from college. And in fact, it's a minority of people who have. So should they give a little bit of an edge to people who have had to struggle to achieve the same grades and the same test scores? Sure. Why not? Would they like to have geographical diversity? When I went to college, that was a very big deal because as what saw itself as a national university, and Yale definitely does, they wanted people from Arkansas and California and New Mexico and Alaska, but people who were applying from states other than New York State or California or Pennsylvania was another people who are applying to from smaller states had an advantage. There was a friend who got in from Oklahoma, and they definitely were looking to spread things across the map. Now, should that be illegal? No, because the 14th Amendment isn't about preventing discrimination based upon where you live. It's based on discrimination on race, and specifically granting people equal protection of the laws according to race. There's actually questioning that we come up or are going to highlight for you from Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newbie on the court, from Samuel Alito, and more. This could be a very, very important case in our history, overcoming something that I believe the majority of Americans, and again, the polling indicates that, the overwhelming majority of Americans really believe it's time to go away. We also are going to be having another great debate on the holiday of the day. Dr. Diane Medved, author of 7 books, and a great fan and advocate for Halloween, talking about that with me, who's always been live. If there's a Scrooge equivalent for Halloween, that's me. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to DeepSixThe46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the arguments that actually was touched upon at some point during the oral arguments, and I haven't heard all of the arguments, oral arguments yet, because I was getting ready for this show, and I'm eager to hear all of them, but one of the major arguments on behalf of those people who want to junk affirmative action is that the idea of diversity is a good idea. It's a noble idea. It's an appropriate idea. I was mentioning geographic diversity before. And if you want to have a national university, you're not, like the University of North Carolina, primarily representing that state, or the University of Washington primarily representing that state. And geographical diversity makes all the sense in the world. But what does not make sense is a diversity based simply on skin color. Because people use the term white privilege. And the truth is that not all whites are privileged. Certainly not all Asians are privileged. I mean, many of the Asian kids who are doing so spectacularly well in school and flooding admissions at privileged places like Harvard are not privileged kids at all. They're people like, oh, the former governor of Washington, former Secretary of Commerce, Gary Locke, whose parents, I believe, operated, it was either a small store or a laundry, but a very humble Chinese immigrant background. And the idea that, and Gary Locke went to Yale, and the idea that he got in despite the fact that one of the things that they have proven, I think, in the case that has been made very effectively against affirmative action by a lawyer who named Strawbridge, Patrick Strawbridge is his name. He represents the group Students for Fair Admissions, which is a group primarily acting in behalf of Asians, because one of the things that they have been raiding on, particularly, and this is a fascinating bit of history, is they basically have limitations on the number of Asian people who will be admitted, because if you did it strictly on the basis of test scores and grades, you'd have Asian majorities kind of everywhere, where Asians are only 4% of the American population. And that's very similar to the same way that Jews were kept out of major universities. Stanford just apologized for this. There was a formal apology to people based on the fact that in the 1940s and 50s in particular, Stanford was quite direct in judging students on personality. And people who applied of Jewish background got judged lower on the basis of personality very regularly, enough so that the university now agrees that it was anti-Semitism. The same thing is happening to Asian kids. And that's one of the points that the attorneys for Students for Fair Admissions have been making, is that trying to hide the idea that it's purely race. That and again, it's a remarkable the levels of difference at these major universities, including the two universities on the docket now. And what we have is the American people, I think, have come to see this, that the main beneficiaries of affirmative action in university admissions have been white females. Now, why the main beneficiaries? Because until very recently, it was still very common to give affirmative action benefits to females. But now that we have almost two-thirds of the college graduates in this country are female, and that it's very clear that females are much more likely to get in than males, even without an advantage, I believe in most places they have dropped any pretense at some kind of affirmative action on behalf of females, particularly white females. Pew broke down the responses on this poll on race and ethnicity in admissions by race and by political identity. The proportions who believe that race and ethnicity should not be considered at all were 79% of white people, 59% of black people, so almost two-thirds of black people, more than two-thirds of Hispanics, 68% of Hispanic, and 63% of Asians. In terms of politics, while 87% of Republicans said race and ethnicity should not be considered in admissions decisions, 62% of Democrats agreed. Those are hefty majorities. And at a time when Americans have a tough time agreeing on anything, this is a point of agreement. I mentioned that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newbie on the court, was fairly aggressive today in the oral arguments. And she asked about the disparate impact of a potential decision throwing out affirmative action on black and Hispanic applicants. This is clip 77.
If anybody who did check the box, are they automatically entered or admitted into the university as a result?
No. And you know,
all right, so final question. Given a holistic review process like that, is there a risk of treating people differently by not allowing some applicants to talk about that aspect of their identity? I hear a process in which there's a form that says, tell us about yourself, and people can put all sorts of things. I'm Catholic, I'm from, you know, Los Angeles, I'm a Latina, whatever. But now we're entertaining a rule in which some people can say the things they want about who they are and have that valued in the system, but other people are not going to be able to, because they won't be able to reveal that they're Latino or African American or whatever. And I'm worried that that creates an inequity in the system with respect to being able to express your identity and, importantly, have it valued by the university when it is considering the goal of bringing in different people. Is that a crazy worry, or is that something that I should be thinking about and concerned about?
Okay. The answer, of course, is it's not a crazy worry, but I don't think it's a substantive worry either, because no one is talking here about a rule that would say that you can't send photographs, for instance. That hasn't come up. And if you really want to ban any consideration or any recognition of someone's racial background, then how do you allow photographs? And I don't think anyone is talking about that at one moment. The fascinating question that was put by Justice Samuel Alito coming up, which is the shyness about using the word or the description or the identification of Asian. Why is that not there? We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to stop an effort by congressional Democrats to get his tax returns. This after a judge ordered the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee to be given years of his income tax returns by the Treasury Department. A majority of residents in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv are without water following Russian airstrikes. Around 350,000 homes were also left without electricity. Ukraine's prime minister saying the country's air force shot down a number of missiles and accused Russian forces of targeting critical civilian infrastructure. Foster Farms officials say there was a recall over the weekend for frozen chicken patties with plastic inside the breading. The recall involves frozen chicken nuggets sold in 20 packs with the Best Buy date of August 11th, 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I was working in the lab at 8 o'clock. When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise.
Well, the eerie sight is our annual, Halloween debate. Because Halloween was not really Halloween during the height of the pandemic, was it? So we didn't do this feature of the show. But other than that, we've been doing it for a quarter century, believe it or not. And yes, married even longer than that, and this has not jeopardized our marriage. My wife is on the other line at another phone line in the very same domicile that we have shared for many, many years. Di, can you hear everything okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. We do this debate because it's a real thing. We have very different attitudes toward Halloween. You love it. That's fair to say, right?
I enjoy it. I mean, I love you, but...
Thank you.
I enjoy it, and I know our kids do, too.
Okay. And I have always been skeptical, to say the least, about the holiday. And I'm not even going to bring up the horrible thing that happened in Seoul, South Korea. I wasn't glad to see the 150 people killed in a Halloween stampede. But it is one of those things, and there are a bunch of them, that you don't really have only joyful, happy, loving associations with Halloween. There's kind of a dark side, don't you think?
Well, I think the dark side, to some extent, is what makes it fun. It depends how you define dark side. I mean, certainly people getting stampeded is beyond that and horrific. And was just, I mean, it just made the whole world very upset. But Halloween for most Americans is a time for parties, a time for fun, a time for kids to dress up and use their imaginations, for neighbors to get together and renew acquaintances, and a time when we can renew the idea that everything isn't just serious, even though the days are getting shorter.
But doesn't it also sort of indicate that things like death and afterlife and the supernatural is also not serious?
No, it's serious, but it's not treated seriously by everyone. I think people can choose to focus on what they want. Even kids who see skeletons put up in neighbors' yards, they don't seem to be afraid of it. They don't seem to be thinking, oh, gee, that's something that means that we're going to die. No, they're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it as something that's joyful and fun and not realistic. And that's the whole thing for kids is fantasy, that it's not real, that it's a time that you're not really scared by a spider, even though in real life if you see a tiny one, you may be, and you see a giant one on your neighbor's front door and you laugh. So it's a way to distinguish things that are really scary and real for us to be afraid of from those things that we can take lightly and control. And I think the idea of control is something that kids learn from it, and it's a benefit.
Okay, what about the idea that, in other words, you know, you're going to be going out with a bunch of little kids, otherwise known as our grandchildren, a little bit later this evening. And as you know, this neighborhood, and both of us have commented about it, the Halloween decorations are more common than I ever remember them, and they're more ghoulish. I was seeing that they were selling, no one in the neighborhood has it, a 12-foot high skeleton now, a giant skeleton. And you saw the people right near us who have a display of skeleton dogs that actually move. They're scary. They move and bark. And
I walked by that display with our grandson, who was two, and he was not afraid. It was not something that scared him. Perhaps he didn't grasp what it really represented, but it doesn't matter. It was not a negative for him. It's true that this is a time when we look at things that the rest of the year we don't, and that might be something that is another benefit. Because if we can understand that we're not going to live forever and that the world has death in it, then it maybe can help us appreciate life and help us understand that we are only mortal and we don't have control and power over everything.
Yeah, but the ghosts that mostly are featured in Halloween, when they have sort of little cemeteries on the lawn with hands reaching out from underneath the tombstone, the basically the line you're injecting in that culture, and Paul Kangor has a piece about this today called Hallowing Halloween, and he actually, you'll be thrilled to hear, celebrates Halloween. He does it though together with other believing Catholics, he says, by actually observing it as All Saints Day as it was originally. He says, yet more signs, this is what we have now, dear reader, of a seriously messed up culture where the numbers of self-identified witches among screwy middle-aged women continue to rise alarmingly. The signs of decline are everywhere, and especially on display of Halloween. He talks about a tradition they have of having kids dress up not as witches and goblins and ghouls, or monsters of some kind, but having them dress up as saints to
My argument. Michael, he is saying, and all I'm saying, is that you can choose to celebrate or not celebrate it any way you want. If you want to get together and have a harvest festival with the people of your church, fantastic. That's wonderful. And if you
can
light and hibernate and go into your house and go bah humbug to Halloween, that's fine too. No problem. This is not a national holiday where everyone must pause and pay attention to it. We can do as much or as little as we choose. And it turns out it's good for the economy people are choosing to buy candy. They're choosing to buy costumes, and they're choosing to buy these decorations, including the hands that reach up out of the front lawn. And the only reason they're doing that is because they get joy out of it. They get pleasure. And many neighbors get pleasure, too. In fact, near us, there's a neighborhood where people come from miles around because not only do they give full-size chocolate bars, but they also unanimously have decided to decorate for Halloween, and every house has a different display, and they get more and more elaborate. Why? Because it's fun, because they enjoy it, because they
But there's
it.
There's also this, and this is, again, Paul Kengor writing in American Spectator. He says, Halloween is for kids, but now many a lady employs the day to slip into a risque outfit and go bar hopping, which I think... So, well, it's not for those particular ladies, depending on their circumstances.
Right.
Maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, the point about all of this is that we have so much about our culture right now that is scary. And that is insecure and that is perched on life and death. We just lost a million people to COVID. And the idea that you're going to come out and ask for candies, we've talked about this many times before. It seems to me training kids to a sense of entitlement, especially sometimes when we hand them something that is considered not to be the favorite chocolate, they ask for you to sort through and come up with something better. The Halloween debate, you can participate. 1-800-955-1776. And I know most of the public opinion is going to be turned against me, but I am ready. We will continue the conversation with Dr. Diane Medved and more coming up on the Medved Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
I wonder if Michael Jackson, who was so popular at the time of Thriller, now in retrospect, would that work as a Halloween costume? There's actually, with my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, a clinical psychologist, author of 7 books, a couple of them triumphant national bestsellers, and the best wife, mother, and now, believe it or not, grandmother I have ever encountered. In any event, this is a question for you. There's a piece by Meredith Clark at yahoo.com, Di, and they have 10 problematic Halloween costumes you shouldn't wear this year. One is a Will Smith or a Chris Rock Oscar slap. Please don't go to any Halloween parties as anything related to the infamous Oscar slap. Queen Elizabeth, mm-hmm. Too soon. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Anything relating to Roe v. Wade. Marilyn Monroe. Transphobic costumes. Monkeypox and COVID-19. A Playboy bunny, they say. Body shaming costumes are also considered not so great. Can you think of any other Halloween costumes where people would disquiet us if they came to the door in that garb?
Well, I don't think we're easily disquieted, but politicians don't really fare very well. Although they used to, you can certainly buy their costumes, and certainly one in particular I think is prolific. But no, I don't think there's... I mean, look, when kids come to the door, they usually are princesses or Batman or Superman or a doggy or an M&M. I mean, these are not... I don't think we're in danger of offending when...
Okay, here are the top 10 Halloween costumes, according to Google Trends. Number 10 is Harley Quinn, who is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
She even when not played by Margot Robbie. Number 9 is a cowboy. Number 8 is a cheerleader. Number 7 is a rabbit. Number 6 is a pirate. Number 5 is a fairy. Number 4 is Stranger Things. I don't even know how you dress as Stranger Things. And number 3 is a dinosaur. Number 2 is Spider-Man. And number 1, you named it before. What do you think is number 1?
Not a princess?
No, it's the opposite of a princess, you could say.
A witch?
You got it.
Well, you know, yeah, I have a very reliable witch costume that I bring out every year, and I usually wear it to answer the door. But, you know why? These are reliable. These are associated with the holiday itself, witches and goblins and ghosts. I don't know about bunnies, but I just think that people do costumes that are easy to do, and they do costumes that are fun. And for kids, they do animals, and they do characters that the kids are watching on TV. This is not a holiday to be afraid of, so to speak. Michael Medved.
Okay, well, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today saying that it's actually healthy for people to be terrified, that you have all kinds of endorphins. Go ahead, doctor.
Luckily, yes, normally you tear out the articles and I don't get to see them till long after the date they've been put out, but you shared this with me because I get to be on your show today to discuss it. And I recall in the article it says that what is really good for people is that it teaches a feeling of control, practice in resilience, a means to confront one's fears and feel better, a way to have an adrenaline rush, which is kind of fun and exciting because of norepinephrine, which gets coursing through your veins. And all these things are positive feelings. These are not negative. Even though they may be scary experiences, the result is positive. And I think that that's something we don't even talk about, that being scared itself can bring positive results.
I think I missed a connection here. How is it that being scared, especially if, let's say, you're like Emmy's age, if you're 3, something like that, how does being scared help you?
Well, if you're 3 years old, ideally, you don't subject yourself to something that's scary. The article was talking about people who choose to watch horror films, choose to go to extreme haunted houses, who enjoy that rush, and was discussing how adults can get 3 things. They get immediately feeling better from an adrenaline rush. They can learn something and grow from expanding their comfort zone. And some people work through their fears and get the adrenaline rush, so they get a double whammy and have only a positive experience in the end.
Okay, but the irony is, you won't even go to those movies. In other words, there's a Rolling Stone list of 101 scariest movies of all time. You may have seen 2.
You asked me to pick one. I know you. Believe me, I don't want to be scared. I don't want the adrenaline rush from that. There's plenty in the real newspaper to give me fright, and so I don't need to get it from a film. But at the same time, there are those who really do enjoy them, and they make money. And, you know, if afterwards you feel better and it can help you in some way, why not? And that's the way it is with the holiday. If you want to be part of it, as we mentioned before, you can do it to whatever level that you want. And if you don't want to be part of it, that's also an option. So I think this is one of the best holidays in a way, because there's so much leeway. There's so much ability to make it what you'd like to make it. And,
okay, speaking of making it what you'd like to make it, you made a comment before that it used to be that people would go as political figures. I remember that when Richard Nixon was at the end of his presidency, people would get Nixon masks and he would be a popular, spooky character on Halloween. Didn't deserve it, but there it was. Do you think it's just that politics has become too polarized and anyone going as a politician is bound to, at some point in the neighborhood, to perk up some bad feeling?
I think you're right, and that's why I don't think we'll see many politicians knocking on the door for candy tonight, because I don't think people want to get into it, and that we have become too polarized, And I think there's a desire to unite and come together. And we can do that when we see a pumpkin. We can do that when you dress up as a witch or you dress up as a ghost. And so I don't think we're going to have to worry about many politician faces at the door when we open it up.
That's true. I'm just laughing a little bit at the notion that we can all feel better and unite dressed as witches and ghosts. There's actually a new book about the first witch hunt in New England, which was 40 years before the Salem witch trials, which was in Springfield, Massachusetts. And there's a new book about it called Death to All Witches, which is not something that you want to really bring up in Halloween with the little kids coming to your home, or Dr. Diane Medved coming to your home dressed in witchy garb. It's fun to do this. It does seem that doing it, we're 8 days before that election. Can you believe it? Doesn't it seem like it's been going on forever?
Yeah, now that's something that's scary. The
election
is something that can really get right.
Yeah. Well, and then the campaign for 2024 still awaiting us. I wonder if anyone inventive is going to come up with Paul Pelosi Halloween suits. But then again, that is, as they say, too soon. We're going to be talking a little bit further about the oral arguments today by the Supreme Court. We are also going to be jumping into a completely different topic. There's a number of pieces, and I thought it was just one, but there are actually a number of pieces that are talking about the resemblance and differences between the war in Vietnam and the war in Ukraine. What's most provocative is the role reversal. What a number of foreign policy experts are saying is the war in Ukraine is like Russia's Vietnam. I hope it ends up being much worse for Russia and much better for Ukraine than that analogy would suggest. But we will get there and even further in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Happy Halloween.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.